And implicit in all four of these is the understanding that as they increase, the conversation gets healthier and healthier. So our first step is to see if we can measure these online, which we believe we can. We have the most momentum around receptivity. We have a toxicity score, a toxicity model on our system that can actually measure whether you are likely to walk away from a conversation that you're having on Twitter because you feel it's toxic with some pretty high degree. We're working to measure the rest. And the next step is as we build out solutions to watch how these measurements trend over time and continue to experiment. And our goal is to make sure that these are balanced, because if you increase one, you might decrease another. If you increase variety of perspective, you might actually decrease shared reality.
Jack, so, just picking up on some of the questions flooding in.
Yeah,
just
like to answer the question.
A lot of people puzzled why, like, how hard is it to get rid of Nazis from Twitter?
So we have policies around violent and extremist groups, and the majority of our work and our terms of service works on conduct, not content.